The film, which is in the next section of the Sundance Festival, is about a gathering of brilliant but awkward geeks competing to come up with a computer program that can beat a human at chess. The film's also shot as a grainy black and white video straight out of the 70s. In the Q&A after the movie, director Andrew Bajalski was asked why he took on this plot and the visual format.
A part of it is that certainly that I've been making movies on 16mm film for 10 years and getting the question for 10 years, hey man, why do you still shoot film? Isn't that over? And there's a part of me that thought, all right, you guys want video? I'll show you some video.
In the movie, the computer geeks are also rubbing shoulders with an est-like self-improvement group. Bajalski said he wanted to show one era giving way to another, but he didn't want to pin his story down to a specific year in the late 1970s or early 80s.
You know, the pop culture view of the 20th century, you know, has like the 50s were one thing, the 60s were one thing, so, you know, and there's, I was thinking the other day, there's that scene in Boogie Nights, which is very funny in how ridiculously succinct it is, but like their lives are great, and then on New Year's at 1980, everybody's lives are ruined immediately. And you know, I don't think that's quite how it went. There is a fluidity to how the culture moves and changes. So I liked having this right in some weird nether zone between the 70s and 80s, where, you know, where these two things could, and certainly, you know, in our culture did coexist, although it would have been certainly the tail end of encounter stuff.
Director Andrew Bajalski from the film Computer Chess. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.